Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The biennial Magnolia Baroque Festival is Bach and badder than ever, with world-renowned early music soloists and an entire week of fascinating programs from Friday, May 25th through the 31st in Winston-Salem. Magnolia Baroque Festival's fifth anniversary season is a unique opportunity for Triad audiences to hear gifted musicians from all over the world performing a remarkable series of concerts, from the best of Bach's gorgeous cantatas to an entire evening of sundry ground bass classics. What's a ground bass, you ask? Well, Magnolia Festival founder, director, and accomplished tenor Glenn Siebert is here to explain that and much more. You'll find the complete performance calendar and ticket information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. We can go right into divas. How's that?
Okay. I know that's maybe a little unfair, but diva for the two performers, it's Ingrid Matthews and Julie Andreski, who have both been with the festival for multiple years. Julie is the music director of the Atlanta Baroque Orchestra, and Ingrid is the music director for the Seattle Baroque Orchestra and is actually a native of Winston-Salem. Her father, Clifton Matthews, was on the faculty at UNCSA for many years as a piano professor. And they're both the very top players in their field. So I thought, well, we got both of them. Why don't we just have both of them have a solo concert? And the big idea is just to have those two divas, as in goddesses, play a virtuosic concert and leave it up to them to work out what they're going to play. They'll probably play some duets, and it'll be fantastic, no doubt. My management style of this festival is to take advantage of the brilliant players we have and give some parameters on what the concerts are going to be and let them loose and let them be creative. They feel like they're invested in it. They can try new pieces. They can pull out pieces that they've done before. I might suggest one or two pieces that personally I think would work well for an audience or I would just like to hear. So leaving it up to them creates that quality of investment for them, and it does translate to an audience.
On Saturday, then, May 26th, following the Divas concert, it's ground.
Yeah, this is going to be a great concert, partly because this is my idea, and everyone in the festival is involved with this. So we've got our string players, we have bass, we have theorbo, we have organ, we have harpsichord, we've got oboe, we have French music, Italian music, Spanish music, English music, and all different styles, but all based on that ground bass idea. Very dancey. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a dance. We're going to do the Corelli Follia, which is a very famous piece. It means fool. And so those feet are going to be dancing. Early stuff, Monteverdi, Weichlein, and then later Handel pieces as well. We're thinking about doing the Pachelbel Canon in D just to have that as a point of reference.
So Chaconnes and Passacaglias abound on the ground concert Saturday, May 26th. And then we're on to Plucked. Mm-hmm. Joe Gasho on that performance and John Lenti. So we got a first prize winner in the 2002 Jurau International Harpsichord Competition from Joe. And John, no slouch, Baroque Quartet recently awarded the Early Music America Naxos Recording Prize and a theorbo player, lutenist.
Yeah, he's also going to bring his Baroque guitar with him. And it's called Plucked, and Joe wanted to call it Pluck You, but that didn't go in there.
Not on NPR.
Well, so it's called Plucked because the harpsichord is a plucked instrument.
That's right.
It's not a hammered instrument like a piano. Mm-hmm. So the hammers don't strike the strings. Their mechanism for a harpsichord has a little plectrum that plucks. And so, you know, it's a plucker. And so Plucked is about instruments that are plucked, and that would be the harpsichord, the theorbo, the lute, the guitar. And the two guys are going to rock and roll.
You've just thrown off that term theorbo like it's in every rock and roll band today.
And sure.
Don't see a lot of those floating around these days. Beautiful instrument.
It is a gorgeous instrument. And John Lenti, who is the theorbo player, calls it a lute on steroids. So it's really two instruments in one. It is a bass-type instrument, so it has a very long neck and strings that sound bass notes. And then next to it, it has a lute-like string structure. So you can play bass and chords at the same time. So oftentimes it's used not necessarily as a solo instrument, but as a continual instrument, and that's like a keyboard instrument to have harmony supporting singers or instruments.
So we get a little plucked, you get some ground, you get some divas, and then coming up on Tuesday, May 29th, it's time to dance. The people in the audience get to bring their cha-cha
heels.
That's
right. This is at Cranky's, and hopefully everyone who comes to this concert needs to know that they are going to be dancing. It's contra dances, and you know, in town, in Winston-Salem, there are regular contra dance venues where people dance, and it's the same type of idea. So it's music to be danced to, contra dances, 18th, 17th century mountain music.
Johann Sebastian Bach in his white wig and staring solemnly at the portrait artist, but these folks, even Bach, loved to get up and shake his booty. They loved to dance.
Oh, sure. I mean, he was, you know, the music director of a coffee house. So it would add regular coffee house concerts where people would just sit around and listen to tunes. And that's why we're doing it at Cranky's, because it's got that kind of history behind it.
Bach the Beatnik.
Well, you know, he was a busy guy.
He was a busy guy.
He wrote, you know, over 1,000 compositions, and, you know, he had 20 kids, so he was a busy guy.
From contra dance and coffee, we grab the coattails of the big man himself, and it's time for Bach cantatas.
Yes, and that's just a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to do two whole cantatas from Bach's Weimar period. He worked in Weimar when he was a young, fairly young man in his 20s before he took his big job in Leipzig. And it's one of those things where you have a young man who is given an opportunity to write something creative and he just goes all out. These two particular cantatas are very different, but they were written right next to one another when he was in Weimar and are exuberant and beautiful. We're going to do it at Home Moravian Church in Old Salem, which is a gorgeous setting.
And you can hear this gorgeous Bach cantata live in concert Wednesday night, May 30th at 7:30 at the Home Moravian Church in Old Salem. My thanks to Magnolia Baroque Festival founder, director Glenn Siebert. Magnolia Baroque celebrates its fifth anniversary season beginning Friday, May 25th at 7:30 in Watson Hall on the University of North Carolina School of the Arts campus with two brilliant violinists, Ingrid Matthews and Julie Andrzejewski, performing music for solo violin and continuo. Two great divas in concert. The festival runs through the 31st with new venues like Home Moravian Church in Old Salem and Cranky's Coffee downtown. And this year, Magnolia Baroque gives back with a free concert by the Festival Institute students to conclude the season on Thursday, May 31st in Watson Hall. You'll find links to the complete calendar of events along with ticket information and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.